Welcome back to the Steve Gribber Show. This is the No Panic Zone, a place where you come to get some good information, some common sense, and I tell you, keep your cool, don't lose your head, we'll be all right, we're going to get through this. Difficult days, yes they are. Everything that we're seeing, yes, it's difficult to watch sometimes, and sometimes you have to just remember that there will be an end to this at some point. Hopefully sooner as opposed to later. But we do like to talk about your good health. We want to keep track of everything else that's gone in your life. And there are other things that go on. Other illnesses besides COVID-19. People have appendicitis. They have heart arrhythmias. They have cancer they have to deal with. All these other things that are going on at the same time that we need to be mindful of. My next guest is Dr. Kim Plone. She works for the urgent care and fast care divisions of Sparrow Hospital. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here.
Good to have you here. First of all, let's talk about COVID-19 a little bit. Obviously, it's what everyone's talking about. Most people are hiding in their basement, and for good enough reasons. Social distancing is working, and I understand that Sparrow has a new digital app for COVID-19 aimed at at-risk individuals such as the elderly and those that might have conditions like immune deficiency issues or suppressed immune systems. Tell me about that app, could you please?
Yeah, sure, Steve. So if you have a computer, you have a tablet, you have a smartphone, you can go to the Sparrow website. It's sparrow.org/coronavirus. And you can see on that webpage that there's an app that you can download. And then within that app, you are able to create what's called a virtual visit. And there will be a provider that will pick up. You will be assigned to what they call a quote-unquote waiting room, a virtual waiting room. And a provider like myself will pick up and will be able to help answer questions if you're feeling ill and you're not sure what to do, you don't know if you need to get tested for coronavirus, or you don't know if you need to go to the hospital. This is a way that people can get some help and some information and some counseling regarding, you know, what are their next steps.
Certainly the era of telemedicine has been ushered in kind of a dramatic fashion. I mean, telemedicine has kind of always occupied a bit of fringe in America, people that wanted, you know, the blue pill, if you will. But now it has gone mainstream. The president saying we need to be able to do this. So you need to be able to meet with patients without having them in your presence because it reduces the risk, certainly of COVID-19. But for elderly patients or patients that have other issues that have maybe difficulty traveling because they have a wheelchair or they're not strong, this telemedicine and the advancement and proliferation of telemedicine, it's a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure, Steve. I mean, what do they say? Necessity is the mother of invention.
Sure.
You know, I think we were headed in this direction anyway. You know, our young people are so connected to their digital lifestyle and feel very comfortable with it. And now, since this pandemic and the virus, I think a lot more people are embracing the technology in both patients and caregivers in how can we use this moving forward.
Well, it gives you a key tool in your tool chest, I guess, maybe a better way to put it. Dr. Kim Plone here from Sparrow Urgent Care and Fast Care, because if they reach out to you at Urgent Care and Fast Care and they have a fever, they have a sore throat, whatever, you can evaluate them on a screen without having to put anybody else at risk. And how important is that today?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, talk about the ultimate social distancing. I mean, the patient is in their home, they're on their device, the physician is in a clinic or in another location, a home office, and they're able to communicate and have a good interaction.
Right, and we talked about this just before we went on the air today, and that is many of the hospitals moved patients out of the hospital to the best of their ability. Elective surgeries have been stopped. We're trying to do our best across this country to accommodate this push, this rush, this surge of COVID-19 patients. How do you think we're doing so far? I think we're fighting it every day, but what do you think?
I mean, just as long as people stay home, and when they do go out, they do the social distancing, they follow the guidelines. I mean, from what I can see, when I've been going out, I mean, people really in here in Michigan, here in the Lansing area, really seem to be taking those those recommendations to heart and really following through and changing their behavior, which is great to see.
It really is good. And I've seen the same things. I see more people out, you know, riding their bikes, pushing the stroller, walking the dog, hiking around outside. You know, before we had the pandemic and you could go anywhere, people sat on their couch. Now that you're not supposed to go anywhere, they get out and walk. They don't get too close. I mean, I see people respect the rules, and I think that's really important. But despite all that, you still have normal illnesses. People have appendicitis. People break a bone. People get in a car accident. They still need to come to the hospital as much as they try to avoid it. So that's all still in play, too, isn't it?
Yes, correct. The urgent care locations for Sparrow are all still open. So if someone does have a fall and they think they have a broken bone, we're able to evaluate them, get the assistance they need. If they need stitches, you know, we're still there to take care of folks that have other types of ailments.
Yeah, which is extremely important. We have Dr. Kim Plone here from the Sparrow Urgent Care and the Sparrow Fast Care. COVID-19 is the headline everywhere. She knows that. I know that. But there are other things to be considered. Now, you can access telemedicine through Sparrow 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from what I understand, with your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer, because people are trying to figure out how to stop and stem the spread of this virus. And we continue to fight it here. Doctor, of course, you're on the front lines, but tell the folks again where they can get a doctor on the computer screen so they don't have to, expose themselves or others to anything that nobody wants to catch.
Yeah, sure. It's the Sparrow website. It's sparrow.org/coronavirus. And on that website, there should be a link for them to download an app where they can sign up to have a virtual visit.
There you go. All right. Well, the message here, everybody behave yourselves. Stay home, stay healthy, stay out of harm's way. Dr. Kim Plone, greatly appreciate you being here. She is the doctor with Sparrow Urgent Care and Fast Care. Thank you so much for taking time today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here today, Steve.
It's the No Panic Zone, just more common sense conversation for you to have a handle on what's going on without losing your head. It's the Steve Rivers Show.
Yeah, 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 Coco Jumbo, yeah, yeah.